Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's best country, it's Froggy 101. Froggy Guitar Stars is here at the Scranton Cultural Center. And you heard his song just a few minutes ago, Breaking in Boots. Please welcome Matt Stell to the show.
What's going on, y'all?
Man, I'll tell you what, everybody's coming through here just keeps getting taller and taller and taller. You're the tallest one. Let me take a guess. All right, you got the boots on, but they don't look like they're lifted too much.
No, I go out of my way to get the smallest heel that I walk or heel that I can.
You have to be clogging at like 6'5", 6'6".
Man, if I were you to take me and measure me my sock feet right now, you'd get 6'7" out of me.
So. Good Lord.
I know, yeah.
So, and this is what I was just talking to Chase about.
Yeah.
You know, height, any sports.
Yeah, I played basketball.
I was gonna say, if you didn't play basketball, the coaches must have been out of their mind.
Yeah. I used to hoop, man. That was my first dream. And then that dream turned into country music, man. I learned how to play in college while we were on like winter break, you know, when we didn't have anything to do but practice. And so that's where I learned.
You went to college to play basketball.
Yeah, I did.
So you must be pretty good at basketball.
Man, I don't know. You know, there was a time I was probably all right. Like now, I'm certainly not in basketball shape like I used to be. But yeah, man, I like to get out there when I can.
So when did it become – so first off, I'm assuming – you played high school to college. Yeah. You must have been good enough to get some sort of collegiate ride.
Yeah.
Were you also the heartbreaker in high school?
Man, well, I'm from such a small place that there weren't that many hearts to break, to be honest with you. Like, you're all related to half. I graduated high school with 27 kids, so it was like,
wow.
Yeah, man, there wasn't a whole lot of hearts to break.
You broke two and you're done.
you've kind of run through it.
Because I graduated from a small class of like 60, and I tell people that, and they're like, no kidding.
Right.
20s, you've really got me beat. So. Yeah.
Well, actually, or you have me, everyone has me beat, actually, it could be. But
when did you discover? You know what? I want to write music.
Man, I started writing music in college, man. You know, when we were playing ball, like basketball's a winter sport. You're on campus the whole winter break. You don't go home.
Sure.
I mean, one year coach let us off for like, he was mad at us. So we got like 36 hours off for Christmas. We had to be back the night of Christmas. So to practice. But anyway, I learned how to play just sitting in front of my computer, learning all the songs you learn on acoustic guitar just because I had some time. And I started writing songs just as soon as I could mash a few chords together.
We're here with Matt Stell, but that's what I'm wondering. Like, what made you go, you know what I want to do now? Write music.
I don't know, man. It's a good question. Like,
because it seems like you were always busy with basketball. So where in between dribbling, you're like, you know what else I should do?
That's right. I really don't know, man. I started listening to a lot of like singer-songwriter stuff and a lot of like what, you know, was like Texas country. I didn't know that's what it was at the time, but there was this real independent streak in it. And, you know, my favorite country music was always, you know, that. And I knew somebody was writing those songs, and I don't know, whatever it was, I fell in love with writing songs first. And then, you know, then you start playing at the frat houses and you start playing at bars, and then you, you know, eventually start making music yourself. And that was kind of the thing for me.
And that's the interesting thing. You start playing at the frat houses. What would you rather be, in a dive bar, obviously on stage, or a frat house playing?
Man, it's I don't know. It's hard to say, man. I love a good dive bar. The thing about, I don't know, it's really close because they're very similar to each other. I think, you know, when I was playing at like the KA house, we were like duct taping a microphone to somebody's lamp stand because we didn't have any mic stands. It was hilarious. So, man, those are some great memories.
See, then these are the memories we make here at Guitars to Stars. Of course, we have a big star-studded show tonight.
Absolutely, man. I'm so excited.
You've got your new song, Breaking in Boots. That's got to be nice to hear on the radio, right?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. It's so cool to get to see people start to sing it back at shows.
Right?
Oh man, yeah, we've been on the road this we started last night this week in Providence, and getting to see those folks sing the song back and know it has been great. And I think the biggest part of stuff like this is I'm such a fan of country music. Me and Chase Matthew, good buddies, we actually have a song out together.
That's
we
what might he was just saying when he was signing the posters.
Yeah, yeah. So and then you know Runaway June, they're fan. Everybody on this line, Joe Nichols, has some of my favorite songs ever. You know Connor, fantastic. You know tonight's I'm gonna be a fan and get to play country music.
I was just gonna ask you what we can expect. You already answered it. Everybody, Matt Stell here tonight. We can't wait to see you tonight.
Absolutely. See y'all soon.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.